Mantles is brought to you by Madrid Maintenance. Madrid Maintenance offers excellent handyman service in the Colorado Springs area, starting at just $45 an hour. You can reach them by phone at 719-963-2020 or online at facebook.com/Madrid Maintenance.
Enharmonic Studios. Enharmonic Studios is a hybrid digital analog facility designed to be quality and affordable to anyone who wants to make history. Call today 719-963-2020 or go to facebook.com/Enharmonic Studios.
February, yeah, right?
And we have wieners.
And we both have wieners?
Yeah.
Yeah, wieners.
Is that why we're best friends?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yep.
From Enharmonic Studios.
Right.
Streaming all over the world.
We're coming for you, globalist.
It's your weekly dose of toxic masculinity. With Eric Madrid. Yeah, and Trevor Lane. It's Man Tools.
Hey, hey.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Man Tools. Yeah, that's what we do.
Or as she said it, Man Tools.
Man Tools. Man Tools. Well, it's a bit of a deja vu episode. That's what we're going to call it.
Yep.
Yep. Deja vu do.
You may have noticed there was no episode last week, but there was a social media post of apology because I did not push the button to make the microphones work. Now I can see they're working to see how our little preview lights up green.
Lights up. Yeah, it does the thing.
So that means someone's talking in that window. Okay. If we had a guest, they would light up green anytime they talked, you know?
Right.
Yeah. So apparently it's working now.
So this is the Mulligan show. We're going to do a do-over.
So we're going to cover the same stories that we had lined up last week. And on the upside, all I had to change this week was the week in history.
That works. It's a new
update
week.
Update the dates. So
it's a new week.
There we go.
All right. Well, let's get after it.
Let's do it. We'll, of course, start with the news. So here we go.
The 1830s saw botanist Peter Korthals dive deep into the world of kratom, revealing its ancient significance. Decades later, in the 1960s, science spotlighted kratom with Smith, Klein, and French labs exploring a patent of kratom alkaloid. By 2014, the community's voice grew louder, leading to the birth of the American Kratom Association. 2016 was tumultuous. The DEA leaned towards a ban, but facing an unprecedented public outcry and questionable claims by the FDA, they were compelled to rethink by year's end. By 2018, the winds shifted. NIDA invested $3.5 million in kratom research, and by 2019, Utah blazed the trail, pioneering consumer protection. Several states have since followed. Kratom's journey saw a beacon of hope in October of 2023 with the introduction of the Federal Kratom Consumer Protection Act. From historical roots to evolving legislations, Kratom's journey remains a beacon of resilience and transformation.
Learn more from Top Extracts. Kratom.mantoolsmedia.com.
Oh, how's it sound? Yeah, you again.
No, I don't think this beats us.
Oh, yeah? All right, it has sound.
Like the other system did.
Oh. It has sound.
Well, we start with some bummers. Or a bummer, I guess. Member of the family, now 2 weeks ago, I guess, Mark White passed away. For those that remember when we were on KVCM, he of course was a fixture at that station and did a couple of shows there. Was actually kind of like a plank holder, I guess you'd call it.
I guess, yeah. Something like that.
Was the only one they got to keep doing shows when they became a Christian joint because he invested money.
That's right. And then they kicked him out too. And he formed KCOS and he loved the blues and apparently, you know, the guy's had a crazy life. Guy had a crazy cool life.
Yeah,
I got the opportunity to chat with him and get to know him, and he's super supportive of the, you know, music scene here in Colorado Springs. And boy, he loved the blues.
Yes, he did.
It was a lot of blues. We pick on you, bud, but we miss you. So, lost a battle with cancer, I believe, and sometimes those, you know, those don't win.
Yeah, after winning a previous battle. After
winning a few, yeah. The war. You win the battle and not the war. So we miss you, bud, and you're gone but not forgotten.
That's right. So on to happier things. Also 2 weeks ago, we participated, me and Carolyn, in a massive rescue of some lab rats from Colorado College's psychology department, where I'm glad this is happening because their previous thing was pretty horrifying. They weren't treating the rats badly or anything like that. Like, the conditions were all right. They were in clean bedding and fed well and, you know, water and all that. But because of the nature of their work, what they would do is during the course of a class, they would train the rats to do certain tasks. And then because it's a psychology class, obviously once they're trained, you can't train them to do it again.
Yeah. And, or the new thing.
Well, they didn't have a new thing.
Yeah.
And now they're getting some other things to move on from.
What are they going
to
do? Like sit around for 6 months till they get funding right for the next thing?
Yeah. Oh,
can't do that.
So, they were first off putting down most of their females other than what they needed for breeding stock, because the males were the only ones that were, as he put it, food motivated enough to do the training. The females just kind of didn't give a shit. And then, then once they were done with the training, they were putting down those males. So, luckily Colorado, the local rescue here, was contacted somehow about this and made arrangements to start rescuing and adopting out these rats. So there's some images of the little Petco transport boxes for the rats that were adopted out.
It's like one escaped up there, bud.
Oh, it does look like a rat tail right there. I think that's like part of her car. Yeah, but
the open box. It's like later.
Oh yeah. I think we had some empties. I hope.
They look like Python Happy Meals.
But sorry. 74 rats. And there, of course, you see my wife with, because she just melts over all animals, but especially rats these days. And there I am putting a box together. Labeling it for whoever it was to go to. And
that's a good team effort there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm happy that, and going forward now, that's their arrangement, is instead of just euthanizing the rats when they're done, when they get done with the crop of rats, Colorado will come in and start finding homes for them instead. So, that's good. Good deal. I'm happy about that. Cause, you may not like rats, but I think you can agree that animals shouldn't just be put to sleep because you're done with them. Yeah. That's kind of, I'm done playing with you. Whoop.
Yeah. You got some Sid from Toy Story shit going on, dude.
All right, let's see. We've actually confirmed this story, even though the headline is kind of pensive. U.S. doesn't near an attempt at a first moon landing. They actually did it. So
unmanned robots,
but it is a craft from the U.S. that landed on the moon. First time in a half century that we've put something up there. And this is interesting because a lot of the SpaceX stuff is just private for the sake of private, but they also do a lot of stuff with NASA. This I'm not sure how much. I know NASA made an announcement about it, but I don't know if it's contributing to their efforts. I know that they have the, I think it's called Artemis mission, that they're working on, and in like 2050 they want people on Mars, which part of that is get to the moon. Right. Again. Which, by the way, like, I see all these conspiracy people that are like, why can't we go back there? It's like, it's not a question of can't. We switched to the shuttles and the shuttles can't. It was a choice. They basically decided landing on runways is cooler than a capsule, which it is.
It is.
And gave up the distance that you can get with a capsule.
We're food motivated. You know, we're food motivated. Yeah, we can do shit at the space station and telescopes and all that jazz. Mm-hmm. What's on the moon? If there was gold or oil, the moon would need some freedom.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There, we'd look up and there'd only be half of it. Yeah. The tides would be all fucked up, but we'd be like, hey, at least we found cheap oil.
We got some oil. So.
At least everybody has gold, right?
We all have gold, yeah. Well, those asteroids that they're mining. Eventually that'll happen. That's the whole alien thing. Everybody's like, oh, the aliens came down here. I'm like, if aliens came down here, there, John Favreau had it right. They'd be stealing all the gold. They'd be like sucking up resources. You know what I mean? That would be the easy button.
Maybe they are.
But it would be easier just
that's why everyone's broke.
If they could swoop in. Yeah, sure, assholes will pay their bills. It's it would be far easier just to like swoop into the asteroid field and like grab one of those big old nuggets the size of a Volkswagen. You're like, okay, we got enough gold. Not only that, but the Fermi paradox and the Drake equation preclude, you know, us being around any sort of
take aliens. Your word for that.
Yeah.
All right.
Google that shit, peeps. Then we can have a cogent argument about aliens on planet Earth.
Well, I will say that they're, if you look into the layout of the solar system and where the asteroid belt is and stuff, there clearly was another planet. Mm-hmm. And who knows what the fuck happened to it.
Yep.
It's gone. And all the rocks that used to be it are now.
Do you remember that paper? Well, you don't remember, but I wrote a paper in high school, college, doing the same thing once about how we're the only solar system that has the big gaseous planets further away, not in center orbits.
Mm.
You know, all of them. And then like 20 years later, they're like, oh yeah, it probably happened like this. They wobbled their way out and like wrecked that planet and it turned into the asteroid belt. I was like,
well, and obviously paper. Our moon got hit by a bunch of shit. Because you look up there, all you see is craters.
Just pitted.
Yeah.
They went hunting with Dick Cheney.
and then there's like, so then one of the other human totally origin theories is that planet is actually where we came from. Something catastrophic was going to happen and we were super kind of like Krypton. We were super technologically advanced already and came here and just forgot and became monkeys or whatever.
See, I don't mind that shit.
I don't either. I don't know.
None of y'all going to give up your cell phone. You'd be like, nope. I know how this works. No, I don't think so.
Well, speaking of meteors and all that stuff, nice. if you lived in the right part of the country, like you may have seen this. kind of over on the East Coast, a big fireball lit up about a dozen states. There's a still.
You ever notice really cool shit like this? Nobody gets a video or Bigfoot. It's always some jack.
Well, there is a video. I have a video.
Like a really cool video.
People were calling it in and calling the cops.
the
American Meteor Society was, you know, getting reports. And that's all it was a meteor. Not to be confused with an asteroid, which is when it's out there. Once it gets here, it's a meteor.
It's a meteorite. When it starts crashing into Earth.
Oh, I thought I had that video.
Yeah.
Apparently not.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's not much better than this picture.
You're right. Bigfoot's like.
The light just kind of moves. If you were on the East Coast when that happened, I guess that was pretty cool. And then I can't believe it's not there. I hope it's gone. All right. And I wanted to skip this one. And hey, there it is.
There we are.
I just put it in the wrong place.
That's all right.
Let's do it.
All right. Presentation. One of these days, I'm going to learn how to click all these buttons, bud. What do we got? Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Trailer Park. The Last Starfighter. That's like the beginning of that movie.
Yeah. And it just loops a couple times, so, you know. Neat.
Neat.
Not as cool as living like somewhere where you see the Northern Lights or anything like that, but... oh, yeah. I did update this from last week. We did... well, you guys didn't hear it.
Yeah, you didn't but... hear anything. You're all right.
We started this. This article actually has the pictures that we were talking about. If you didn't know, Google launched their Gemini AI and very quickly paused at least the make a picture for me.
Yeah.
Feature.
Please make a picture of dot, dot, dot.
Because it apparently plugged in some heavy diversity requirements, which meant that you ended up with things like Asian Nazis, Black Vikings, female knights from medieval times.
Pretty sure none of that shit happened.
So,
not even close.
We'll just scroll down and see what we see. Let's see here. An image of a pope. Well, there's a lady who
not
I don't know where happen. She's from, but that's not a thing for the pope, at least not yet. And a black guy, and that could be a thing, but it hasn't yet. I mean, there are African bishops and stuff and, you know, black bishops from the U.S. and Europe.
Yeah, but you think but they're going
to they haven't really? Been they have not been elected by the College of Cardinals to be the Pope yet.
Yeah. Think them old white dudes are going to let that happen?
No. Yeah. Let's see. And then, you know, Google keeps getting hit up with what's like, up with this. And they go, we're working hard to improve it and blah, blah, blah. Let's see. I know we've got some more pictures in this article. Here we go. Please give me an image of a 1943 German soldier. So left is pretty close to what was least, probably typical, or at least the propaganda that the Germans did. And then you have an Asian lady, a black guy, and an Asian lady medic treating a white guy, I guess.
No, and revisionist history is amazing to me. It's like, oh no, we'll just put this all together. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, you don't understand. The reason we were fighting those assholes is because of this.
Yep. And then let's see. Here we go. Medieval knights. So you've got more Asian ladies.
Wrong continent.
Almost a samurai. That looks like a dude, but almost just a samurai look.
Samurai. Wow.
Which, I mean, I guess technically they were knights in medieval times. Yeah. Wasn't in Europe, but. And then, like, the guys, the knights would have been fighting in the Crusades.
Look. He's facing the wrong way. You know, he's. He's headed east. He should be heading west.
And I think finally we're going to end with my favorite, which is show me some Vikings. And we have a black guy with dreads, a black lady with dreads, a guy that looks like a cross between a samurai and a knight, which also isn't a Viking, in front of what looks like the Sahara Desert.
Yeah.
And then finally, I don't know what that guy is. Native American-ish in front of a Viking longboat.
Nope.
Sorry, which guys. I guess that's the most historically accurate because the Vikings did come to North America before Columbus and conceivably did make contact with Native American people. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, I guess that guy could have hung out in front of a longship.
Probably not holding a spear.
Well, you know, guard our ship. Okay. let's see. I think that's the end of the images. And I'm glad we ended with my favorite, the Vikings.
I think we touched on this last week. The only historically accurate diversity hire group was the Nassau Pirates.
Yeah.
They didn't give a shit. Men, women, even kids, like young men, young women. It's like, yeah, you want a cut of the ship? You're willing to die? They black, white, brown, purple, orange.
But
they didn't give a shit.
But also the ultimate meritocracy.
Yeah.
Like if you can't do the job, we're going to throw you overboard.
Literally. Yeah. I'm like, oh.
You can't keep up your end of the bargain and
do the thing.
You know, run the ship. And then when we attack someone, be able to fight and all that. And, yep. You know,
you get a cut. If you can't make it, guess what?
All right. Well, with that, we'll get into some cool stuff.
No.
All right. Cool stuff this week begins with kind of a prophetic, yeah, that's the word I'm looking for, book from 1981. Dean Koontz in 1981 put out this book, Eyes of Darkness, or The Eyes of Darkness, I guess, which, by the way, I haven't verified any of this, but the picture was on Twitter and there weren't a bunch of community notes saying that it was fake. So I'm assuming that because of that, that this is accurate. But apparently this book came out in 1981 with these passages, and I'm going to start with this one here that's, got a red circle around it. And around 2020, a severe pneumonia-like illness will spread throughout the globe, attacking the lungs and the bronchial tubes and resisting all known treatments. Almost more baffling than the illness itself will be the fact that it will suddenly vanish as quickly as it arrived, and then attack again 10 years later and then disappear completely. So I guess that part hasn't happened yet.
Well, it hasn't been 10 years. It's 2020.
Right. That's right. Then apparently in another portion of the book, it talks about a Chinese person who defected from China to the United States. And they talk about how the virus was called Wuhan 400 because it was developed at their RDNA labs outside of the city of Wuhan. And it was the 400th viable strain of that man-made microorganism. So. Oh, shit. I didn't pop it up. Let me present it. Here we go.
We're going to get canceled. Here it is. Dean Koontz.
So,
Eyes of Darkness.
Now, if you're watching on video, you can see all of the stuff I just said.
It's a good thing it's a podcast. In around 2020, you fucking turd. You know what? Somebody read this and was like, you know what we should do?
The thing out of the book?
The thing out of the book. Everybody's read it. It's a bestseller. They're ready for it. They can just handle it.
Yeah.
What do they call that? Future grooming?
Something like that. Sure.
Right.
We'll go with that. All right. Let's see if this... hopefully this video loads. We were having trouble with that last week. Okay, here we go. So this is a fridge from 50 years ago.
Oh.
So sometime in the 60s with features that would make you think we live in the fucking Stone Age.
Yeah, what the fuck happened to refrigerators?
How did they go backwards from this?
Like, yeah.
Someone is going to say they want this.
I want it so badly.
1963. Look at those shelves.
Fucking hell, man.
How they just turn out. So no digging through the back. You can pull the whole shelf out and see what you want to see. The drawers aren't drawers. They're the same kind of memories. The butter thing is heated instead of refrigerated.
And it's push to click.
So you adjust the heights. The tubs and the drawers slide out. The freezers down below with an ice maker.
Bluer than velvet were her eyes.
You see that one with the lady? She's like, oh, this is your
warmer than May, her tender side.
Here's the original receipt. $97. They bought it for $497. Yeah, $497. Less than $500. And then look how tough the shelves are. 20-pound dumbbell. Even though it's only being held at one point of contact, it
stays up. It doesn't fold. My plastic shelves, if I put anything bigger than a ham in there, I'm fucked.
Backwards. God, we've taken steps backwards.
God damn it. I need to find that other one. We'll do it next week. For the lady, that's the advertisement for the Frigidaire. Da, da, da. And they take the veggie tray out, wash it. It's got a strainer in it. Like, I'm like, what the hell?
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Hang on. We're going to get this. I know what this is. I think it's on Facebook.
On the face pages?
I think that's where one of us sent it.
Sure.
Go away. This is.
Oh, yeah.
No, not that. Not that. Hang on. Let me see if that's it. All right. That is not it. This makes for good TV.
It is. This is what's a real podcast.
Oh, here we go. Yeah. I had to get into. Maybe it wasn't on. It's how they sent pictures over the phone in the 30s. Do you remember me sending that to you?
Oh, the Mojo?
Maybe it was on Instagram.
Maybe. I think it was called a Mojo back in the day.
All right, I guess it was Instagram.
Well,
this makes for great TV, radio, whatever.
Really glad you guys are hanging out with us, you know, doing the thing. Because we're best buds.
There we go. Scroll up, scroll up, scroll up. What the fuck?
We're new at podcasting. That's all I was
gonna say. Well, Instagram sucks when you go into your messages and try to scroll. Oh, there it is. There it is. All right.
Yes.
So check this out. This, could you imagine trying to send a dick pic?
Oof.
Let me turn on the sound. And here we go.
Sending pictures by wire has lifted the curtain on a new era in newspaper history. Traveling almost as fast as the telephone story, wired photos now go across the continent with the speed of light.
Long-distance supervisor,
well,
I want a clear circuit to the Daily News.
Clear a circuit.
Please keep this line clear.
Here's the Daily News. Go ahead, please.
Wide World Wired Photos.
Mobile unit number one in the valley. Ready with pictures of stunt car and airplane.
Give me your signal. Although it took years to perfect, the technique of sending pictures by wire is comparatively simple. It's not a matter of sending the whole picture at once, but of separating the picture into fine lines.
Fine lines.
Sending those lines over a wire and assembling them at the other end.
That's all?
The negative now goes through the regular routine. It is developed and printed and made into a half-tone engraving called a cut. Put into the form, it goes with the page to be made.
Oh, that's the part that I'm like, I never knew that that's how they printed newspapers with photos back then. It had to have like a rough.
Yeah.
And they'd smear ink on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy, right?
That's wild.
Shit happening.
Into a map. Before the advent of wired photos, days were required to send a picture from coast to coast by train and hours by airplane. Now, it is only a matter of minutes before newspapers all over the country are carrying pictures sent from any location by simply picking up a telephone and calling the paper. The latest miracle of news gathering, sending pictures by wire.
That's so good.
So I can just imagine, stand by for dick pic.
You're having to roll your cock over that thing would be pretty rough. Just saying.
Well, you put the camera under there and take the picture. With the big flashbulb, you got to watch out for that. Don't get burned.
Light your pubes on fire. Somebody did it. I want to meet the guy.
Oh, I'm sure they did. I want to meet the guy. Send this across from Maryland.
There's some dude, and he's like 100 years old.
I'm sure Maryland wants to see this. He's like, I'm very proud of it.
I did it first, you little bastards.
The first dick pic guy.
Yeah. That would be amazing. That'd be a really cool documentary, actually.
That dude would definitely be a tool. Which brings us to our tools of the week. So let's check that out.
Feeling concerned about your current or upcoming retirement? Have you been working hard all of your life, yet still feel stressed about your financial future? Retirement accounts, return on savings, and CDs offer insufficient assurance. Noble Gold is here to ease your worries. Protect your money and savings by buying gold. Why gold? Gold is tangible, and its value can't be controlled by the government. Gold is also the ultimate hedge against bank collapses or inflation. Why should you invest now? Central banks are already buying gold to protect their assets. And based on the history of stock market cycles, hyperinflation is just around the corner. What are your options? Sign up for a gold retirement account or make private purchases. It's a great step towards a financially secure future with our 20 years of combined experience and investments of $200 million in precious metals for our clients. Take control of your investments and ensure your future by contacting Noble Gold today.
Learn more at gold.mantoolsmedia.com.
All right, we start with some more stop the oil kind of nonsense, except this time it's over here and not in Europe. So they went to, is it the Capitol Rotunda where the Constitution is kept or displayed?
I thought so, yeah.
Did this, thinking they're going to, I got to share the other. There we go. Nope, that's not. God damn it. Buttons aren't toys. Here we go. thinking they're helping with this, I guess. I don't know. But again, they're like, they do this, they pour this. Whatever this is, I don't know what this is, powder or something all over the place, on themselves and on the case. And obviously there's a case. They don't just have the Constitution sitting out, but or Declaration of Independence. I forget which one this is, but and they make their spiel. Like, how are they not just tackled and beaten half to death?
Well, free speech and all, right?
I guess, but not like this. You know, you say whatever you want. You just can't throw the powder around on everything.
That's, at that point.
If you want to stand in front of the Constitution and say oil's bad, go for it.
Yeah, go ahead. I'll support you. Start fucking around. I might just like, oh, I'm going to be an asshole right now. I don't give a fuck. But do you see the two diversity hires that we've got going on?
Yep.
Rebellion. We will not be held accountable to laws in which we have no voice or representation.
So I will say, good for us that like our cops aren't putting up blankets so no one can see them.
Yeah, what is that?
It's like okay. the thing in the Louvre.
Yeah. This country's founded,
but also they're not like
the conditions like, that all men are created
on the floor. That's
I don't know, pepper spray or
rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Nightstick.
We're calling for all people to have all these rights, not just wealthy white men. We all deserve clean air, water.
Okay, name one of those rights, white men, and name one of those rights that those people don't have.
Anybody
in this country.
Right now, our children, we don't want to see our children.
All right, so they called in a man.
Uh-huh. Dude, he's had enough. So guys, you can't,
but he's still shit. Not like.
No, I know. So
Joe Biden needs to declare a climate emergency.
You can say whatever you like. I mean, just be prepared to get your ass kicked by somebody like me who. Okay, cool. Well, we agree to disagree. Let's disagree.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's disagree. I'm a citizen. You're a citizen. Let's disagree. And I realize that my rights end the minute the end of my fist reaches the end of his nose. I know this. I already know this.
Come on.
I'm willing.
This is
bullshit.
Like, no, you're going away.
Yeah, this isn't free speech at this point. This is,
depending on what that powder's made out of, some kind of vandalism. If it can't be cleaned up easily,
either anything, you just cost us, you know, some janitor has to go fucking.
They're talking about privileged white men. Now some Mexican or black guy has to clean that up.
Yeah, thanks a lot, dick face. Seriously, like, let's be real. Some Carol Burnett looking chick has to go in there, and she's like, pedal, and she's all cleaning it up.
Well, and then whoever made the decisions in this ad and the placement.
Cringy.
Let me pop that up for the people.
Oh, that's fucking cringy, bro.
So, you advertise things on buses. Maybe even on the side would have been all right. But
on the back?
At the back of the bus.
At the back of the bus?
Advertise how we're honoring Rosa Parks.
At the back of the bus, bro. Fuck.
And by the way, this has to be a combination of tools. Because an ad agency went, we'd like to place an ad on the bus. And the bus people went, okay, what would you like to have on your ad? And they went, honoring Rosa Parks in this image. And they went, okay, it'll cost this much to go on the side. And they probably went, ooh, is there a cheaper spot? And they went, well, the back. And the ad agency and the bus people went, all right, we'll go with that.
Fucked up. That's cringy. That's bad.
And then finally, I guess. Oh, then while the video's not working, never mind. We'll skip that one. I won't even get into it.
Okay.
All right. Well, with that, we'll move on to some sports, and hopefully this stuff works. As far as the videos, I don't know why the videos aren't loading, but we'll see. Sorry, I'm pulling up the next thing on Instagram because it's also not working, but I found that one very quickly. So we start with the WNBA because, you know, we're big fans of the WNBA.
Huge, huge.
And here's a WNBA player saying, look, I don't want to get paid what LeBron gets paid. I get that the NBA draws a lot more money. I just want the same percentage.
That would be bad. That would be bad.
So
let's do the math, shall
check
we?
Check this out. Kind of sounds good when she starts, but then so this guy does the math, so...
You're not asking to get paid what the men get paid. We're asking to get paid the same percentage of revenue.
You want to get paid the same percentage in revenue as the NBA players? You're going to regret that. Let me show you why. The average WNBA player's salary is $113,000, and the average NBA player's salary is $9.7 million. The NBA's league revenue is $10
billion.
And the league revenue for the WNBA is $60 million. Which is 100% subsidized by the NBA because the WNBA is a failed organization. Anyway, to calculate the percentage of revenue share, we take the average NBA player salary, which is $9.5 million, and divide it by the league revenue of $10 billion, and we get 0.095%. Don't forget to move the decimal place over twice. And we do the same to calculate the percentage share for the WNBA players. We take the average salary, divide it by the league revenue, and we get 0.19%. And when we divide the 0.19% revenue share that WNBA players make by the 0.095% share that the NBA players make, we see that WNBA players are making twice what NBA players are making. So you're going to have to cut your salary by half if you want to make the same percentage revenue that the NBA players are making. Dang, equality. Not so nice when it's not convenient for you, man.
You ladies will have to cut your salaries in half. Not only that, but the subsidies. Let's take away the subsidies, shall we?
Yeah.
There will be no WNBA.
Yes, you're correct.
Math is fun.
All right. On to this sport. I guess it's called bowls. I believe this is what bowling came from. Kind of like, you know, rounders turned into baseball. Something like that.
Right. Calvin ball turned into hockey.
Yep.
Sure.
But even not knowing anything about this sport, you can tell that this is an amazing shot. So check this out.
Isn't there some British some guy audio. Talking?
These guys you wouldn't expect. Him.
There it is.
To miss either.
He rolls honest. His green ball.
Well, he's very close to splitting the two red balls and getting to the giant.
Look at this.
Hold
that is on. Just so good. It is ridiculous. What a ball.
Goal line.
That was a great.
That was a great shot.
Yes, that's, it was.
That was amazing. This guy's probably dripping in bitches.
You know, the yep. Bulls groupies, I'm sure.
I'm sure. They're not watching the WNBA.
No, they're not.
Ooh.
All right.
That was a pretty badass. I'm not gonna lie. That was pretty slick.
And then of course, as always, we'll finish up with the week in his story.
Smith and Bradley watches are designed to serve. Our watches are crafted to serve you a lifetime and then some. We believe a watch should be worn and shouldn't break no matter how tough the situation. So we do things a little differently. We build watches to last, quality materials and quality design. We build them in America to do things right. We include a lifetime warranty, our unbreakable guarantee, with every watch. Tactical men need tactical watches, and that's who we're here to serve. Hardworking, long-wearing watches for all.
Shop now at smithandbradley.mantoolsmedia.com.
The Sawdust Caesar comes to his end in the gutter. Fitting climax to a life.
It bursts into flesh. Get it started. It's flashing.
Roger, roll, Challenger.
All right. This week in his story, we start with, of course, Leap Day, February 29th, as today is. Yeah. I got to share this one. There we go. February 29th, 1692, Sarah Good and Tituba are accused of witchcraft in Salem, Massachusetts, sparking the hysteria that started the Salem witch trials. For those unfamiliar, Tituba was a slave. I think she belonged to Sarah Good's family. And The Crucible. It's a great play that was written by Arthur Miller in the 50s. It's a good, he was doing an allegory for the Salem witch hunts to the communist witch hunts. Yeah.
Where he said, "Burn her, she's a witch." True story.
And then let's see, March 1st, 1912, Albert Berry completes the first in-flight parachute jump from a Benoist plane. I don't know what that means, over Kinloch Field in St. Louis, Missouri. But keep in mind, his parachute had to be much bigger to accommodate his balls of steel for being the first person to jump
balls of plane. Steel.
Let's see, March 2nd, 1815, to put an end to robberies by the Barbary pirates, the United States declares war on Algiers. And this is kind of our first experience with what could be called Islamic extremist terrorism, because the part of the problem was that the pirates in that part of the world saw us as infidels and therefore thought of the ships as open game and the people as basically not people. And then let's see, March 3rd, 1931, President Herbert Hoover signs a bill that makes Francis Scott Key's Star Spangled Banner officially the national anthem. Although I think kind of unofficially it had been for quite some time. And then 2 years later, March 4th, 1933, Franklin Delano Roosevelt is inaugurated for his first term as president. Of course, he would go on to be the first person to do three terms. And then the law was changed to restrict that to two. The day after, I didn't realize that, March 5th, 1933. Nope. That's not the right picture. Back
100 years off, bud.
That's not correct. Let's see. There we go. March 5th, 1933. Hitler and his national allies, well, more so his nationalist allies, win the Reichstag majority. It will be the last free election in Germany until after World War II. There's a misnomer that Hitler was directly elected. That's not really what happened. It's kind of like the British parliamentary system where his party won a majority, and then because of that, the guy on the right, the president of Germany, I forget his name, Hindenburg, I think.
No, that was a disaster.
It was, but I think the blimp was named after him because he was a World War I hero. Anyways, he is the president of Germany, then appointed the guy in charge of that party to be chancellor. And then they voted in a bunch of laws that said he can do whatever he wants. And finally, March 6th, 1936. There we go.
There it is.
After fighting for 13 days, the Alamo finally falls. And this is where winning the battle, or losing the battle, but winning the war kind of became a thing. They lost the battle, but that brought in sympathy from the United States, even though Texas was a separate country. All of the white people trying to make it a country were originally American. So there were some sympathies there. And they got the United States to help them out, although not quite directly, kind of like Ukraine.
Kind of.
But that brings us to the end of the week in history. And of course, that's also the end of our show.
That's right. Well, thanks for watching and or listening to Man Tools Media. Wherever you take your podcasts, you know, if you're doing that at breakfast or driving down the road or pooping into Port-a-John on the job site, we really appreciate you. Our locals members, Man Tools at the Movies, Police Station 1, is out now. It's out. Be on the lookout for part 2 coming up soon through the month of March-ish.
Yes, sir.
And get all of our members only content along with weekly ad free episodes for just $3 a month at mantoolsminions.locals.com. Also, get 1 month free with a code support free speech, all caps, like a keyboard warrior. Get it. Our merch, we love our merch. Our merch is available at merch.mantoolsmedia.com. I finally got my ugly sweater from Trevor.
That's right,
February. So good. It's actually quite comfortable.
They're really comfortable hoodies.
So go to the website, merch.mantoolsmedia.com. Get free shipping if you're in our Facebook group, 20% off if you're a Locals member. Again, thank you to all of our sponsors. Find them all at sponsors.mantoolsmedia.com. Again, thank you for watching and listening. Hit like, hit subscribe, hit do all of the buttony things. Check us out at mantoolsmedia.com. Our social links are links.co/mantoolsmedia. I'm Eric. That's Trevor. That's the show.
Oh. Good night, everybody.